And Steve Cashel back with you. Kia Halftime Show. Bulls and Bobcats are at the break in Charlotte. Bulls leading at 52-37. Well, tonight's halftime conversation is with Jennifer King, a physical therapist with Athletico, a proud partner with the Chicago Bulls. Jennifer, who works at Athletico's Tinley Park facility, discusses a very common injury, back pain, and begins by telling us what everyone should know about that ailment.
The key to preventing back and neck pain is really in the hands of each person. And I wish that they knew that what they do during their daily life at home and at work really plays a huge role in whether or not they develop back or neck pain or worsen a problem they already have. And so I stress to my patients that doing things properly at home and at work is at least half the battle in prevention. You can go to as much treatment as you want, but if you're going home from treatment and doing things incorrectly, then you're facing an uphill battle.
Jennifer, let's talk about posture. Why is posture so important? What is posture?
Posture, at the basic sense, is that your spine was created and is formed just perfectly to withstand the forces of gravity weighing down on you throughout every day of your life. So if you are slouching, whether you're standing or sitting, then you're letting gravity win and you're stressing and straining all of the pieces and parts of your spine from the top to the bottom. And over the course of time, that's eventually going to end in pain.
Jennifer, I've heard that it is important to strengthen your core. We're hearing that more and more. And what does that mean? Can you explain that?
Sure. That is definitely a catchphrase. The core basically means all the muscles of your trunk, so your shoulder blades, your stomach, your back, and even your hips. All of those muscles work together to stabilize your spine. And it's not just about rocking your six-pack. Actually, some of the most important muscles are very small muscles and muscles that aren't even visible from the outside, that are deep inside. So I've seen athletes with a great six-pack, but they still have some weakness in their core, and that can lead to not only injuries in the back or the neck, but also proven in studies that it can lead to injuries in the extremities, such as even ankle injuries. If you have a weak core, your base is weak and not supporting the rest of your extremities, so you can end up with elbow injuries from a weak core, or ankle or knee injuries from a weak core as well.
Busy with Jennifer King from Athletico. How do I protect my neck and back when I'm doing things around my house or at work?
Basically, all of life is in front of you, so you're spending your life looking down and bending over, and especially in this day and age of smartphones and tablets and laptops, you're always looking down. And if you can at least pay attention to how much time you're spending looking down and bending with twisting, and bending and twisting with a lift, with a load, that's one of the most dangerous things you can do that can set yourself up for injury. But a couple of tips is that when you stand up, bend at your hips and not your back. When you're getting out of your car, get both feet out before you stand up instead of twisting with one foot on the ground. If you're at your desk, you want to have your mouse and your both your mouse and your keyboard close enough to where your elbows are at your side and not reaching away from your body. If you're reaching overhead, stay flat-footed. If you go up on your toes, that means you're reaching too far. And in any of these situations, it's your weakest link that's going to give if you do something incorrectly. Another big one is that if you have a big, heavy object to move, you want to push it instead of pull it to keep safety in your spine. And another good one is that when you are sweeping or vacuuming, you want to bend with your knees and keep your elbows tucked in. And then another great one is that you want to stand up every 30 minutes or so when you're sitting for a long period of time. And then, of course, when you are sitting, you want to have support behind your lower back. And you want to sit all the way back in your chair so that you're not slouching and that your lower back is supported, which also puts your neck in alignment as well.
What is the role of physical therapy in treating neck or back pain?
People will ask me all the time, well, what are the best exercises for my back? And I'll say, well, there's not the one answer for every single person. The importance of physical therapy is that we evaluate each person individually for that person's specific needs, because not everyone has the same problem. And even a person with no back or neck pain at all yet has different needs and different weaknesses that need to be addressed. So a physical therapist will evaluate each person and develop a plan based on their specific needs and develop a treatment plan and exercises that are appropriate for that person. So it's a good idea to at least start there if you have a back or neck problem before you just dive into any exercise program without any help like that.
That's Jennifer King. She knows her stuff. They all do at Athletico, and she is a physical therapist at Athletico's Tinley Park facility and part of that great family with Athletico partnering again with the Chicago Bulls. We're at the half in Charlotte. Bulls leading the Bobcats.